Olar Perek Beis Mishnah Yud 2:10. We return now to the topic that we started the Perek with, and that is the topic of Tziruf, of combining different types of Yisurim. So back in Aleph, we had said that according to the Tanakhama, who's actually Rabbi Meir, if you have two different Yisurim, they will combine. We had the examples over there of Kila HaKerem and Orla, and we said they are combining to meet the requisite shear, both in Mim Bamino and Mim Bishein Amino. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, they don't combine. So here the Mishnah really repeats that point and adds one new one, small one. It says, Tavlin, if you have spices, Shnaim or Shlosha Shemos, Mimin Echad, you have two or three different names, meaning two different types of Isser, or three different types of Isser, one particular species. So the Bartanur gives an example of pepper. Pepper grows on a tree, like peppercorns, black pepper. And therefore, for argument's sake, if you have pepper spicing your soup, if there's not enough pepper, and there's three, the pepper is made of three different components. Some pepper is orla, from an orla tree. Pepper grows in like a tree, a vine. And some of it is an asherah, it was worshipped, the tree was worshipped. And some of it is truma. So each of the three different pepper components, according to the Tanakhama, combine. And if, even if there's not enough truma pepper or orla pepper or asherah pepper by themselves to spice the soup so you could taste it, but if all three do combine to make their taste known, then they are mitzaref, they do combine to make the requisite amount and make the whole soup forbidden. That is the sheet of the Tanakhama like we had back in Mishnah Aleph. And similar, that's nothing new. In addition, the Mishnah now adds on, O Mishlosha, even if you have one Isser, let's say Orla, but from three different types of food. So for argument's sake, I don't know, you have apples, oranges, and pears, or in the case of, if it's tavlin, if it's spices, so then you have three different types of spices. You have pepper, and you have, whatever, three different types of spices that all have isra. So then, again, asur umitzarfim, says the Tanakhama, premier, they do combine, since they're both serving, or all three are serving the same function, to spice up the soup, let's say. So they combine forces, and they all add up together, and if in combination you can taste them, and they spice the soup, so then the mixture is forbidden. Rabbi Shimon, who had disagreed in the first Mishnah and said they don't combine, he agrees the same thing over here, he holds the same shita. He says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnaim or Shlosha Shemos Mimin Echad, if you have two or three different Isurim combining of one particular type of food, just like we saw in the first Mishnah, we talked about a cup of grape juice or wine, that was Kilai HaKerem and Orla, so the same kind of thing, which you, let's say you have Kilai HaKerem and Orla and Asherah, grape juice. Still, they don't combine, or even o shnei minim mishem echad, or if you have two different species of the, meaning two different types of food from the same type of iser. So in other words, again, you have, the Bartanura brings an example, if you have pepper and garlic, pepper and ginger, and they're both truma, so then they do combine, according to Rabbi Shimon, they do not combine. Each one stands by themselves, and that being the case, enem mitzarfin, and unless the ginger by itself or the pepper by itself could spice the dish sufficiently to be tasted, etc. So then they don't combine and the dish remains permitted. Halacha is like the Tanakhama, like it was back in Mishnah Aleph as well.